So what happens when you get perilously close to middle age, get married, have kids, and leave that hip Brooklyn neighborhood for the suburbs? Well, if you're Dan Zevin, you buy a minivan, trick it out with orange flame decals, and write a book about it.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is my minivan.
And oh, baby, is it ever a cool ride. A collapsible third row of seats, a built-in DVD player, and everything that a no longer hip suburban man needs.
I was taking the kids to feed the ducks at Prospect Park. This 20-something hipster guy pulls up next to me at a red light, and he's on a Vespa with no helmet. And he just starts laughing at me. And I'm like, no, dude, look at you. You don't even have any cup holders.
So take that. No cup holders, and Dan has at least a dozen. Dan Zevin is the humor columnist for Boston Magazine and the Boston Phoenix. His latest book is called Dan Gets a Minivan, Life at the Intersection of Dude and Dad. He'll be reading tonight at the Brookline Booksmith in Coolidge Corner, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program, Dan Zevin. Great to have you.
Oh, it's great to be back,
so,
Anthony.
Very funny book, and we were just chatting a moment ago. I wanted to say to you, Dan, say it ain't so, a minivan. I haven't gone that route, but I've only had to deal with sort of one child at a time, so I understand the impulse here.
Yes, and to that I would say that I would be driving it even if I had no kids.
Really?
And now I have two. Well, once you go through those sliding rear doors, there's no turning back. It's like driving a living room.
Driving living room. So one of the big themes, it seems, behind this book is you know, you left this sort of groovy urban existence, but at one point it seemed like you had this expectation that when you had kids, life wouldn't change. Your life would just continue with the kids.
Yes. I mean, I don't know about you, Anthony, but I was one of those guys who thought nothing was going to change when I had kids. And then everything changed. It's true. One minute I was this dude living in the coolest neighborhood of Brooklyn. And the next, I find that I'm a stay-at-home dad living in the suburbs and driving to Costco in a minivan and loving it.
Yeah. So was there an aha moment? I mean, was that the aha moment when you're in the minivan on the way to Costco that your life really was in a very different universe?
It is, and I think that that's in the book. I am trying to capture that is the funniest part, those small, funny changes that none of us really see coming until you have kids. And then suddenly you are in this new life, and you kind of like it. It is a little scary.
I love the descriptions in the book of you loading the minivan up for a trip, and you've got to pretty much put everything but the kitchen sink in there to kind of get going and on the road, right?
Probably including the kitchen sink, the baby cover for the kitchen sink. No, I say that I'm probably the first writer who ever got an idea for a book while packing his trunk. We had this little sedan a little Subaru that we got in Arlington up here, and I'm packing the cribs and the porta potty and the jolly jumper and the vibrating seat and the spinning seat and the bouncing seat and there was so much stuff, the mobiles, the pop-up books, and I was thinking, we have outgrown this car. And then my next thought was, actually, you know what? We've outgrown this life. It is time to move on. That's where Dan Gets a Minivan came from.
But sometimes moving on is not so easy. I was wondering if I could get you to read this first paragraph on page 197. I'm locked out of my locker at the town pool.
Yeah. This is the last chapter of Dan Gets a Minivan, and I would love to read that. This is the chapter where I actually make the decision to stuff my family into the minivan and head out of Hipsterville. I'm locked out of my locker at the town pool. I'm wearing a wet bathing suit, goggles, and SpongeBob flip-flops I stole from the Lost and Found. I've just finished swimming laps. Correction, swimming lap. Don't overdo the physical therapy, my knee surgeon warned, so I'm not overdoing it. I'm just standing outside my locker, thinking about everything locked up inside. My clothes, my wallet, the key to my minivan, the key to my locker. A clock near the snack bar says it's 2:45. I have 15 minutes to pick up my kids. They're at day camp. It's their first day.
True story. I'm sure it is. We've all been there. And what I love about it is this idea of the indignities that sometimes get heaped upon you in trying to be a good parent.
Yes. And one thing about writing Dan Gets a Minivan that I really felt was important is to be honest about it, you know, be honest about being a dad or a mom, just about parenthood. You have to poop. You have to scoop poop out of a bathtub sometimes. You know, I've had my head vomited on.
It's a weekly event in my house.
I never knew that a baby might decide to use the bathtub as...
And once they discover that, it's like, this is the best way to go, right?
Right, which is why I give tips and I say you should always keep a soup ladle near the bathtub. But no, I think that you do get stronger. You get a lot stronger. I've walked for miles and miles and miles with these babies in the little baby pouch, you know, the baby Bjorn, mm-hmm. just to make them stop crying, anything.
So your book has been optioned by Adam Sandler's production company. Do you know what's going to become of it? Is it going to become a TV show, a movie?
Yes, he wants to make Dan Gets a Minivan into a sitcom. And everyone keeps asking me, well, who do you think is going to play you in the sitcom? And of course, my answer to that is Brad Pitt.
Of course. That was on the tip of my tongue for sure. Well, Dan, as you write in the book, when life deals you a minivan, you might as well enjoy the ride. Dan Zevin, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me back. It's great to be back in Boston.
Dan Zevin's the author of various books, including his latest, Dan Gets a Minivan, Life at the Intersection of Dude and Dad. He'll be reading tonight at the Brookline Booksmith in Coolidge Corner. And you can read an excerpt from his book at our website, radioboston.org.
We're going to see a rash of low-riding, tricked-out minivans in Greater Boston now.
Singing Slow Ride, Take It Easy.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston. Radio.